Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. Okay, today is book club time number 4. So we did this in the month of March, and we're finishing up the book club today. I love books. I love hearing suggestions of books. I love hearing podcasts of somebody who wrote the book, and you just get a little piece of what they of their life and you want to read more. And that is what happened in this particular week's guest. So this is a book by the author's name is Jason, and he used to be in the NFL. And he was, I wrote this down to make sure I had this right. Because I'm not a big football fan. I did get into a couple games this year during playoffs. But for the most part, if my own sons aren't playing, I just don't understand the game enough to watch it. I just like the atmosphere in the band. But I do know that he was a center. I know what position that is. I came across his story, and I can't remember how, or I should say I can't remember what I was listening to. But it was his voice. It was a podcast or a TV or a YouTube or something. And I was absolutely fascinated by his story. The book is called Centered because he was a center. And he tells his story, his autobiography, and it was fascinating. And I just could not put it down. I think that I read so many learning books that I enjoy books on occasion that you learn from more because of their story or their life or just something about a fascinating person. And this story is definitely fits that. So like I said, he was an NFL center. He at one point was the highest paid NFL center at that time. This was actually when you Google his book, you'll see this. And that was in 2009. Now, because I don't know much about football and I don't follow it, and I would just tell you my favorite team is the Browns because that's my husband's team and that's kind of why I pick it. I don't know if that number still stands in terms of that's like the highest paid ever for a center or just at that time. But regardless, he was making good money. So he was making good money in a field that he loved, and he was rich. He had a nice house, beautiful wife, a family. Things were great. Then he felt God telling him to farm, which he did. And that's the part that I heard little bits of on when I heard him talk. And then he goes into some of the details of his story, obviously, in what the time would allow for that situation. So I was excited to read the book to get more details. And this book covers everything from his growing up years, some of those stories, to some victories he had, to struggles and victories now. It's very raw and well written. Raw meaning like you feel like you're in that story with him. Or like you're watching it on a movie, not just reading it from a book. Very well written. Again, another one that I could not put down. If you read this book and you are any kind of emotional at all, you will laugh, cry. You might be nervous at certain times because I know I was. And you just want to give Jason and his wife a big hug when you finish reading the book. It's so, just so good. And this is a book I can't tell you a whole lot about because I don't want to give away the story. And there are many pieces that you just need to read it together. And again, it's his story, not mine. And this is a book club, so read the book. But when I read this book, you just feel like you want to like help them somehow. You just want to do something special for their family because they're helping so many people. So there's two things I want to point out. Number one is I have their website in the show notes, and you can learn more about their organization and their farm and everything. Then it's kind of like post book or goes beyond the book in terms of just more stuff about their farm. So not their story per se, how they got there, but the farm now. The other thing that you're going to see with that link in the show notes is they have a barn on their property that they've renovated for weddings, and it is stunning. So if you know someone in North Carolina, this is what their website said. If you know someone in North Carolina, whatever, they can get married there. To me, I feel like if you want to get married in the barn style, why not have a destination wedding to North Carolina, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be where you're going to a Caribbean place, but regardless, just check it out. And if you do have a need for a rental barn for a wedding or know someone who does, then reach out and see what they have to offer. I say that because when you do have the need to help somebody, you just want to put out their information and do whatever you can. I've been married for 26 years almost. I don't have a reason for a barn wedding, but I just wanted to throw that out there. So those two, or that is on our social media with the website to their property, as well as a link to their book. So just to wrap up, the reason we did book club is I think that books are very important. I tell my boys all the time, leaders are readers, and I've heard that multiple times. They don't want to hear it. They don't like that idea, but there's truth to that. However, I think that it's nice to read a variety of books. I do not like to read books unless they are true books, autobiographies, biographies, business books. I don't want to read fiction, that personally. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just how I am. But I did want to give you guys a variety of books that were good, both in terms of like business or leadership or someone's story of struggle and how they came through. And I feel like we hit those really well this month. But the other thing about the two autobiography books is that you'll see that they're both like a charity, right? So one is the charity with water, one is a charity with feeding hungry people on the farm. And I think that, and I know I've mentioned this before, if you've heard me say much, is that it is our job to give and to help with charities. And it's our job, whether we own a business or we're a 1099 or not, but it's also our job, even if we're an employer with a W-2, where we know exactly what our income is and it's not for any other purpose other than to give. So I say that to say this. For me, I like to plan my giving, but I also like to know where the money is going or like what it's going to. And so one good thing about planning your giving is that you can figure out how much you're going to give or what it's going to go to. But one thing about these two groups is I really, having read the books and done a little bit of research on them, I really think that they're two very good organizations. And so if you are like me, where you're looking to give to an organization and maybe you're not sure where to start, or maybe it's as simple as you hear their story and then you're like, oh, I want to help however I can. I just wanted to put these out there because I think those are two really, really good opportunities. There are a lot of places that you can give to. And I feel like, this is my opinion, some of them tend to be top heavy. I'm not even going to say what organization it is, but we're giving to one right now. And it's like, it just feels, I don't know. Like the money's maybe not going where it should go in terms of who it's helping. It feels like it's going to a lot of administrative positions and not maybe the people it's supposed to help. I feel like with these two organizations, it doesn't feel like that. And I just love their mindset, their mission. They're right in the middle of it. I mean, if you go to their website, you can see pictures of Jason's kids on the farm helping. And I just love it. And so I wanted to share that with you. I don't know if he's super popular because he was in the NFL or not well known. Who knows? I have no idea. But I thought it was a fascinating book written very well. And that's why I wanted to share it with you. Next week, or we're back into April and back out of book club doing other stuff. But I love books. And I just wanted to get those out there and share them with you. And I hope you have a great day. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may your career be blessed as you bless others.